7 o'clock, 97.5 The Fanatic, and listen to the music, of course, Del Collins. We just talked about him. That was Tyler Zuli's first name out of the hat. 610-632-0975. Broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast, Joe Torre, Devon Givens. And he's really playing that because Matisse Thybulle has defeated Mikal Bridges in NBA and 2K20. And yeah, now we're talking about it.
We're in the post.
A quick in the post with Joe Torre and Devon Givens here on 97.5 The Fanatic. I don't remember the score because I don't want to remember the score. I believe it was like 70-something, this whatever something, and I don't care.
Yeah, you're not worried about that.
No, I do not.
No, because you know, you only care about, did the Suns win?
That's right.
How'd Mikal do?
That's right.
And other than that, we just keep it moving.
And we just keep it moving. Yeah, that's it. That's it. 610-632-0975. So, we're just taking the name association overall here with the sports, Philadelphia sports, and some national as well. We've each given over 10 names, and we pulled the name out of the hat. We discussed that one, and we get your thoughts on that Philadelphia sports figure, national sports figure, and just have a good conversation in general about that particular one. So far, we've had Collins from Tyler. Mine was John Chaney. And Joe, yours was?
Scott Rowland.
Scott Rowland to start things off for us here tonight. And so we wanted to throw a side topic in there as well. In 1992, on this date, an all-time great movie was released. And that would be White Men Can't Jump, starring Wesley Snipes, Woody Harrelson, Rosie Perez, and it is a classic.
So good.
So good. We don't even want to get into where it ranks in sports movies and where it ranks in
comedies
and even basketball movies and all of that stuff, right? We wanted to ask you guys. Those two were perfect. Perfect.
You could not have casted any better.
They were perfect.
That was nailing it.
And I remember listening to a podcast where they were talking about some of the potential replacements in the event that other people who basically tried out for the part.
Oh, okay.
But these two won over. I don't remember the names, but I remember saying no, no, no. And maybe because of the fact that we saw the movie and we know what the movie was. Those two guys were perfect. Perfect. Right? And you just, you can't do anything. You cannot do anything with that movie when it comes to those two guys. But we wanted to ask, as White Men Can't Jump, on this date, it's just fantastic. And released on this date in 1992. So we wanted to ask you guys, in general, when you look at those two, with Wesley Snipes, Woody Harrelson, who would you find as, who would you cast as replacements? So we say, you can't cast any replacements for these guys. But if you had two people looking at this movie,
they could pull this movie off,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, and by the way, Kadeem Hardison was fantastic in this one as well.
Yeah, I got
on the text board right away. Man, no Kadeem Hardison? Yes, Kadeem Hardison as well. So
Kadeem Junior.
He was classic
really
in
good
this
as
movie.
Junior. Yeah.
So who would you say could be cast in that spot as Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes? You got yours already, Joe?
Yeah, I got one.
Okay.
And these guys have worked together already.
All right.
Terry Crews and Adam Sandler, I think, could do this.
Terry Crews.
Right?
And Adam Sandler. Terry Crews is huge.
Right, well, you use, look, they've made Adam Sandler look like a quarterback who's like 6'5". Okay.
Okay.
Movie right. Magic can happen.
All right,
you can
go for
find
it.
A
go
way
for
to
it.
Make
go
that
for
happen.
Go for it.
No, I mean, those guys already have comedic timing together. They've already worked together a lot. I have no doubt in either of their athletic abilities. You know, sometimes you see people playing basketball in movies. You're like, nope. You're supposed to be the basketball stars. Like, no way. There's no. I could believe those guys being good at hoop. They're funny. They've got good timing. Like, I think that could work. I think that could be a thing. I know that Terry Crews is a huge dude.
Terry Crews.
I understand.
Terry Crews and Adam Sandler. I like the Adam Sandler one. Although even when he's supposed to be a good player, I've seen him play basketball in movies. We've seen some footage of him playing pickup with guys, just regular random going to the Y playing pickup. You love that about Adam Sandler.
Yep.
So, good start. And we'll get Tyler's as well.
We're going
to ask you people. We want to ask you guys your thoughts as well. Who could be a replacement? There's no great replacement, but we want to have fun with it to see who could actually do just as well in this role of Wesley Snipes.
Sidney Dean and Billy Hoyle.
And we'll give one of the some of the best quotes as well as we go along, because there's some funny ones, especially when Maurice Lucas, former NBA great Maurice Lucas from the Portland Trailblazers, as a fantastic cameo in here, where he was ready to shoot up everybody.
Oh,
I can't say everything he said.
No,
I cannot.
But
shoot
really
up
good.
Everybody. I'm gonna go to my car. I'll be right back, and we're gonna shoot up.
Because you can't figure it out.
All of you.
Because that's when Wesley Snipes switches sides. Like, you're talking about my family and my kids. He's just like, yo, I'm gonna go to my car.
All right. So here's what I'm gonna go with.
You got it together?
I think I have it together.
All right.
I definitely have one. I have Wesley Snipes, Dwayne Martin.
Oh, Dwayne Martin would be great.
And for those who don't remember, Dwayne Martin was in Above the Rim.
He was in this too, actually.
Yeah, but as the main guy?
Right. No, he was
in
Willie
this.
Lewis.
He was good in this one. But as I need him to switch roles in this one.
Gotcha.
And Dwayne Martin is Wesley Snipes. He is that good.
Uh-huh.
I think he could hold his own in this particular case. And it would be fun to watch him go out there and get this done.
Okay.
On the other side, I look at and I go local. Not a blonde hair guy. I go Miles Teller. Dwayne Martin and Miles Teller as the replacements.
I can see that.
Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson.
I can totally see that.
You can see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I think I like yours more than mine, actually.
Really?
I think so.
Well, Dwayne Martin is a better basketball player than Wesley Snipes. So there's that.
Well, I mean, he like played, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he played.
NYU?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, he played college ball.
All right.
Yeah. So those are ours right there.
All right, there we go.
So that's how we start. Tyler, whenever you're ready, we'll get yours. But let's go to, let's get ready to get another name from Joe Torti so we can have a name association tonight, Philadelphia Sports National as well. Joe Torti's next choice. The first one was, again, Scott Rowland. Fantastic start to the name association, Philadelphia Sports. Tyler Zoli.
Oh, man, my heart on this one. About Ray Allen. Great Ray Allen. That hurts.
So similar. It's so funny that you pulled these.
I have a lot on this.
It's so funny that you pulled these back to back.
I have a lot.
Similarly, you know, getting the Sixers in the Iverson era often were not great teams as well. And yet we would go to I guess it was the Spectrum, and then the early years it was the Wachovia Center.
I think it was Core States first.
Core State Center, yep, absolutely. And we're watching, right? And Matt Cord doing Matt Cord stuff. Ray Allen at this game that we went to, they brought the class trip again. Yeah. We went to a lot of sports games. By the middle of the third quarter, you know how Matt Cord does. He's the best.
Ray Allen.
Yeah. Except by the middle of the third quarter, I think Ray Allen had like 40 points in the third quarter. And he was like, like literally. Like,
you're bored at that point.
Literally.
But I have a job to do.
And I'm just watching and I'm like, oh man, Allen Iverson's like, I'm a kid. I don't know how to watch basketball. I'm like, oh man, Allen Iverson's really good. Wow, the Bucks have a lot more points than the Sixers do. Wow, Ray Allen has a lot of points. That is my earliest memory of any basketball game ever is Ray Allen kicking the crap out of the Sixers.
So
single-handedly.
My memory of Ray Allen goes back to UConn.
Of course, yeah.
And his Big East days when they would have those battles with Georgetown, with Villanova. The shot that he hit, runner in the Big East tournament win at the buzzer where the ball rolled in. And it was an off-balance shot kind of with the runner. It was like a leaner runner, whatever it was. In the garden,
mm-hmm.
knocks down the shot. Deceptive. explosive off the dribble. Everyone talks about the shooting.
Way quicker than you thought.
Off the dribble, a problem. He will dunk on you in a second, right? He would dunk on you in a second. And then you get to the NBA. First of all, the 1996 NBA draft.
Yep.
Allen Iverson, number one. Marcus Camby, number two. And you have Marbury, Ray Allen traded for each other, Milwaukee and Minnesota. Think about Ray Allen with Kevin Garnett. And now you go back to Boston where they then won a title with Boston, hated each other because he left and went to Miami.
Right. Yep.
Miami, he hits the shot against
in the corner.
Again, in the corner against the Spurs where the yellow not even the tape, but the wrapped around the court,
yeah, like
border,
the skirt, yeah,
to block off everyone because the celebration was about to happen for the Spurs winning in game number six and winning in Miami against the big three. Ray Allen, and I still contend, if you watch the replay, he traveled. Chris Bosh with a great offensive rebound. Greg Popovich with a stupid defensive decision by taking your best rebounder and Tim Duncan off the floor, by the way, okay? Taking him off the floor, Ray Allen traveled, hit that corner three. San Antonio had a chance to win in game seven, but they were done.
After that shot, that was a knockout punch.
They were done. Ray Allen, one of the greatest shooters of all time before Steph Curry and Klay Thompson became who they became. He was, if you remember, everyone talks about the Vince Carter shot against the Sixers in the 2001 playoffs. That was in the semis.
Oh, yeah.
Bucks.
The big boing.
Yes. Yep. Bucks. Ray Allen, Sam Cassell, Big Dog Glenn Robinson. That was the Eastern Conference Finals
that
against the
76ers. So
and Ray Allen was a problem.
So Sam Cassell was tough, too. And obviously, you knew what you were getting from Big Dog as well. But, man.
And let me not forget this. The best Ray Allen, because he was the furthest place from here in the United States, Seattle.
Right. Yes.
The best Ray Allen. The best,
of course.
Ray Allen. Seattle Supersonics Ray Allen was the man.
You talk about it. So you look at the passing of the torch or whatever, you know? I there's probably some other steps in here, but the way that I kind of see it in my brain is that it went Larry Bird to Reggie Miller in terms of who is the best shooter.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it went Reggie Miller to Ray Allen. Like before, like you said, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson came around. I think that that was kind of the passing of the torch trajectory for how that worked.
And before I give the correlation to Philadelphia sports, Philadelphia basketball, let me give you Seattle Ray Allen's numbers.
No, I need
after
to see.
After he left in 2007, 2008. After he left... He was traded 2002-2003 season and went to from Milwaukee to Seattle. So we're not going to forget. Here we go. 21.8 a night for Milwaukee. 2002-2003, he was traded at the trade deadline, played 47 games, averaged 21.3. The final 29 games with the Seattle Supersonics, 24.5. Next year, 23. Next year, 23.9. Next season, 25.1. Final season with the Seattle Supersonics, 26.4. And he was shooting 37%, 41%, 37%, 39.2%.
So consistent.
From three. Lethal.
You just knew.
Lethal. And averaging 19 shots a game.
I couldn't understand. He was never in the conversation. Like, I don't know if he wasn't loud enough. I don't know if he didn't shoot enough. Like,
he was in Seattle.
Like, it was out of sight, out of mind.
There was not a Sean Kemp, Gary Payton,
Vin Baker,
right? Super highlight thing going on there. It was just Ray Allen up there in the Northwest,
drone
just crushing.
Threes.
Just that's all. You know, just up there crushing, just minding my business.
Man.
Yeah, one of the greatest of all time. So the Philadelphia basketball connection, Ray Allen, I want to say it was, and I'm just guessing because I'm looking at the amount of games that he was injured. Let's just say it was 2004, 2005, or 2005, 2006. He played 78 games. I don't remember the season, but as I said, I can just pull this up really quickly, that year of Philadelphia... shooting guard from Shaw University, a Division II school, went on to play. He was traded with Ray Allen from Milwaukee to Seattle. Young guy by the name of Flip Murray.
Murray, yes,
Ronald,
of course.
Flip Murray.
Ronald.
And Ray Allen got hurt and Flip started. That was the 2003-2004 season. He got off to a start where he was leading the league at that time in scoring. Flip was. Okay? And again,
I don't remember any time when Flip Murray was leading the league in scoring. That's amazing.
Honest to goodness.
I believe you.
Yeah, so he started off. Here's his first few games, all right? 24, 22, 24, 29, 20, 16, 26, 31, 26, 21, 11, 9, 12, 6, 20, 0, 27, 16, 19. That was Flip to start off the season. He was leading the league in scoring when Ray Allen was hurt.
And okay? then they were like, all right, chill. We're good. Thank you for your service.
He had to go back to the bench. Yeah, he was playing over like 35 minutes a night. Flip was ripping up the league. The Clippers, Portland, Atlanta, Minnesota, Milwaukee, Indiana. He was ripping them up.
Giving work.
He was giving out work. And by the way, if you go to the Danny Ruff Classic in the summer where all the pros to get together for the Thursday to Sunday tournament put together by my man Mike Morak, Flip Stills rips up the tournament here right now. All right? Just saying.
Oh,
Flip
man.
Can still get it done.
Oh, and so,
you know why I was mad at him, though?
Why is that?
I understand he was right, you know. They offered him a contract. Turned it down. I think that was the biggest money he would have gotten.
Would have gotten there?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, you can't blame him. You know, he thinks the star's on the rise.
Exactly.
He's like, you know what?
He was rolling.
Let's just see what happens.
He was rolling. Yeah. It was tough.
Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
I know. I know.
By the way, Twitter has corrected me.
Okay.
There's definitely a better answer for White Men Can't Jump, but Tyler has his as well. So, Tyler, what do you have for the remake?
So, the first one that came to my mind was the remake, for the remake was replacing Wesley Snipes, was Michael B. Jordan.
That's the one. Ooh. That's the better answer than mine.
It took me longer to come up with my Woody Harrelson.
That's a good one. That's a really good one. I just like Dwayne Martin's basketball game, so I'm like, that translates. But Michael B. Jordan is a really good one.
And that's the thing. I don't know
and
how
Michael
good
B. Jordan
a,
can play.
Yeah, I'm not sure how good he actually is.
He can play.
Just based on the shape and athleticism that he had in Creed, I've got to imagine he's got some kind of game.
He threw T'Challa off a waterfall, right? That's like kind of...
Yes, that's an overhead press right there.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
like,
strength.
You can translate that.
So he can handle those blacktops, you know, outside playing some ball, you know.
Too much lip will throw you off a waterfall. It's absolutely right. All right, Woody Harrelson?
So the Woody Harrelson remake I would pick would probably... this. I was kind of back and forth on this one. But I ended up settling on it, and it would be Channing Tatum.
Okay.
Just because he's a big guy.
Nice one.
You know, he's clearly got some kind of strength and athleticism. Nice.
The thing about Woody Harrelson was he was just unassuming, right?
Yeah.
That's why people got mad. Like, wait a minute. You guys, what? You did what? That's why Maurice Lucas was going to the car to get his thing. Let me go to the car and get the thing, and I'm coming back, and I'm shooting all...
Not bad. And then everybody just looks at each other. And
we all know.
Boom.
We all know.
Scatter.
Yeah, we all know. Rosie Perez was also great. Kadeem Harrison was great in this movie as well. 610. Yeah, we do. It is blowing up here on Twitter with that one. But that was a really good one. Ray Allen, Joe Torti with the next one. So where are we going next? We going mine next, Joe Torti?
Yeah, mine going yours next.
Tyler Zulli producing the show. 610-632-0975. Memories of Ray Allen as well. Fantastic. And I think he got hosed by that Boston team, and that just makes me hate Boston again. They all try to act like just because he left and went to Miami that, all right, you guys were done.
Like, that team didn't get thrown together in 5 minutes, by the way. Like Kevin
and he couldn't
Garnett,
stand Rondo anymore. They had their friction. He then wasn't getting along with Doc Rivers. He decided to roll. He's trying to win championships. Win championships.
Ever.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is.
All right, here we go.
All right, we got a new one.
This one says Joe T and Tyler Z.
All right, so
that's us.
That's
it,
us.
Me.
Here's what I was doing with this one. Because, you know, with everything going on and we talk about, you know, us appreciating all the listeners and the callers and tweets and everybody still just doing their work and going about our business every day. And I've been able to work with you guys for the last 2 weeks and I'm not going to say it's hard to come up with topics with no sports, but it is a little challenging when you want to get creative. And I just wanted to make sure that I made sure that I gave credit to you guys for what you do, whether we work together, you and I, Joe. And we certainly been working with Ty all week and a lot last week as well. that you guys just get the love that you deserve for what you guys do during a time like this. Mike just put out a great tweet that said, and when I say Mike, I mean Mike Missinelli. Mike put out a great tweet as he, you know, signed off about half an hour ago and says, thanks to everybody who listened and called this week. Tough times for all, for us all. Hang in there. And that's where we are.
Yeah.
And every time we come on, I try to make sure I say to everyone that we're all in this together. We try to get through this together. We cannot do this without you. You call in, you give me some really kind compliments, and I really appreciate them. It always makes me a little uncomfortable. You guys know me. But I appreciate it because I cannot do this without the people who call in and who tweet in to the show. But I certainly cannot do it without you. I cannot do it without Tyler. And that extends to Josh Rabick and Pat Egan. And
not Egan.
D. Lynam and everybody else. But you guys know how I am. You know you're like a brother to me. And Ty is like our younger brother. And I just appreciate you guys. And I wanted to make sure that in this, as we do the name association, that I just showed you the respect and the love that you guys know. I love working with you guys and you make it easy.
Oh, man. I mean, yeah. You talk about people giving you compliments and makes you feel uncomfortable. I mean, we're out here trying to do a job. That means the world to me, man. But you are right about one thing. And I'll say it if you won't. It's hard out here right now. Like it's without live sports, I think it is, you know, we're not roofing or working in the coal mines or anything like that, but coming up with ways to entertain and to reassure and stuff like that, it's tough. But I have appreciated it, and this isn't like this with everybody.
Yeah.
It's not that you have friends and not friends and like working with people, don't like. Anytime that we're texting, and Tyler's included in this, we have the group text or whatever, it's almost like messages don't really need to be sent because as soon as we get the general idea out, everybody's on the same page. By the time we show up here, everybody's got it going on. So, yeah, of course. I mean, that's very kind of you to say. Really appreciate it. And you know, not necessary because, like you said, we're all in this together.
We're all in this together.
Trying to survive.
And you guys know I meant it. And that's why I put that in the hat.
Thanks, man.
I put it in the hat because you guys are my guys.
Made it in the hat.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, great tweet by Mike. Thanks to everyone who is listening, called this week. Tough times for us all. Hang in there. That is Mike Missinelli on Twitter right there. 610-632-0975. When we get back, we will give some of our... Oh, man.
Devon's the best, man.
We'll give some of our responses on Twitter to who replaces. So Tyler puts this out there on Twitter. The question is, in regards to White Men Can't Jump, on this date in 1992, the movie White Men Can't Jump was released. If you had a pairing to recast this movie, who would you pick? All right, that's all we're asking. Who would you pick? 610-632-0975. Once again, the name association game. We want you involved in it as we pull these names out of the hat for each of us. Again, I went off course. If you guys want to jump back to me, that's up to you when we get back. But if not, we'll go to Tyler Zuli next. Again, when we get back from this break, 610-632-0975. Joe Torti, Devon Givens, Tyler Zuli's producing. I love these guys right here on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
.97.5 The Fanatic. 7 o'clock hour is brought to you by Club Risque, the Delaware Valley's premier gentlemen's club with three locations in Philly, Bristol, and Northeast Philadelphia. For more information, visit clubrisque.com. Joe Torti, Devon Givens, Tyler Zuli, 610-632-0975. We have the White Men Can't Jump recast. If you guys have, it's 1992 is when it came out on this date. It's a classic. It's legendary. What do you guys have as far as recasting Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes? Although, those two are the best.
Yeah, those two are top notch. But I think Tyler and I
have some fun with it.
We've regained our composure during the break. You know, with the friggin' tearjerker second name that I pull up. It's John Chaney and then us. Come on, man. That's tough. That's awesome, man. That's awesome.
Oh, man. All right. Let's look at Twitter here before we get... No.
Never read the comments.
Let's...
Don't do it.
All right, so I'll stay away from the comments. Let's go to Glenn and Winfield next on 97.5. What's happening, Glenn?
Gentlemen, how's everybody doing?
Oh, hey, Glenn. What you doing in my neck of the woods, man?
Hey, man, this is where I'm from, man.
So me too. Me too.
I'm from Upland Way.
Are you? I'm from Ruby Street.
I know. I talked to Mark about you a while ago. I know you had games. I know about your rep.
Oh, I appreciate it. Don't tell anybody.
I mean, no one's listening. These cats worked so well already in one movie, they could do it again in this one, and they both got skills. Jamie Foxx and the boy from Baby Driver.
What's that dude's name?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
An unassuming cat. You don't think he could do anything.
Right, and that's why Miles Teller, look, he has some stuff with him, right? You can look at him, you say, all right, I can see something there, but... Can he go out there on the court? And are we going to pick this guy, right? If we're down Parkside, Glenn, or you know what I'm saying? Are we going to pick Miles Teller out and say, come on, let's hoop? Or, you know what I mean?
You know how we roll down there. That boy ain't got a shot.
Right? And that's why I went with him. What's his name from Baby Driver?
Ansel Elgort.
Yes.
Him.
All right.
Him.
Yes. All right. Yeah, that's a good name, though. I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
I could not think of his name to save my life.
I mean, with a name like that, Glenn, I don't blame you. Like, that's not an easy one to just pull out. Is it, is it John something? Or, oh, it's Ansel.
Ansel. If you saw that guy, though, he's just so unassuming. You don't think he's capable of anything.
He just minds his business.
Yeah, exactly. So I think if he's got game, if he could play ball, he would be great to fill the Woody Harrelson role.
Yeah, so just flashing back to that movie, how great was that movie, Glenn?
Man, by the way, you got it wrong. It wasn't Maurice Lucas. That was Marcus Johnson.
That's right. It was Marcus Johnson. I apologize.
No problem.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. See?
The Winfield thing. You get one.
But the
movie was great. It still holds up. The thing that always takes me out about that is Wesley Snipes couldn't play ball before that movie. He had to learn to play ball for the movie.
Yep. I heard that. And they made it work. They definitely made it work, man. Listen, thanks for the call, Glenn.
Now we got to figure out who's the new Rosie Perez, right?
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, appreciate it. We can throw some names out there for that one. Glenn, why, you got one already?
No.
All right, well, we'll figure that one out.
Yeah, we'll get
it. That one out. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. Jamie Foxx, to me, again, he would be like Wesley Snipes, where he played, but he would have to play more because I've seen him do some stuff. And uh-huh. I'm like,
so the thing about Wesley Snipes, and
Jamie Foxx,
it seems like people who are into martial arts, sometimes that doesn't translate to other sports well. You know what I mean? That's not a hard and fast rule, but you could see it with Wesley Snipes. Like, you're athletic and you haven't done anything like this before.
Major League is perfect, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. You know, you're running, you're holding stuff, swinging and hitting things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stealing second.
Thanks for the call. No. Thanks for the call, Glenn. 610-632-0975. Rosie Perez. Ooh, Rosie Perez. Think about that one.
I gotta chew on that.
Think about that one. I think I might have one, but
yeah?
I'll think about that one.
All right.
I'll think about that. What are we going to Tyler next? We're going to Tyler.
Yeah. Yeah, Tyler, I think we're going to Tyler next.
Let's go to Tyler next. Steve Mason, former Flyer goalie, Steve Mason.
Tyler, what do you have to say for yourself?
So I picked Steve Mason because of the fact that, again, this happened to just come up kind of organically in one of the shows we had this week was, are you righting or wrong? And how do you right or wrong? And Steve Mason eventually became the Flyers goaltender after the Flyers sent Sergei Bobrovsky to the Columbus Blue Jackets. And to me, Steve Mason was, I think, underappreciated in the city because people watched and compared him to Bobrovsky in Columbus. And Bobrovsky won the Vezina in his first year as the Columbus Blue Jackets goalie. And I think Steve Mason got kind of a bad deal in Philly, despite the fact that I think he was a better goalie than what people want to remember. So Steve Mason, to me, is kind of the guy that doesn't get enough credit in the city.
Started his final season with the Flyers, 2016-17, 54 games started, 58 games played for the squad, posted a 26-21 record during that campaign. And his percentage, saving percentage was 90%.
Yeah. Not good. 90% is not what you need, but
0.908.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little below average. But here's the thing, right? When it comes to Steve Mason, the story's important. Like, early on, he was thought of as like a phenom in Columbus. He was the guy who was going to literally build the Columbus Blue Jackets franchise, kind of in the same way that Montreal had it with Carey Price and, you know, the Penguins turned around with Marc-Andre Fleury. Like, that, you start out with a goaltender number one or with one of your top choices and everything else, and then the rest is history. I remember watching Steve Mason. I'm like, this guy's got some tools, but Tyler knows that I'm bigoted against Tyler's kind, which is to say, I have limited use for lefties in sports. And seeing Steve Mason as a left-handed goalie, I'm like, I don't know if I like this.
Violation.
I don't know if I like the way this looks. Yeah, stick to baseball. You know, with lefties.
Can you do me a favor and just tell me that you don't like me, and then we can move on with the show?
I mean, I think I've told you that already, haven't I?
Oh, look, this place of peace here.
5 minutes ago. The world's changed a lot in 5 minutes, you know? COVID-19's making us all on edge and stressed. But that's what it was. I was watching, I was like, huh, I don't get what is different. And then I realized that he was left-handed, and I thought it was super interesting the way that the defensive system's kind of adjusted, the way that he set up the puck and stuff like that. When he gets here to Philly, he's coming out of a pretty even timeshare situation in Columbus and is in like kind of a half a timeshare situation here. And like Tyler said, I thought acquitted himself pretty well. The injuries were always the issue with Steve Mason. He couldn't maintain consistency because he's always banged up with some kind of lower body injury.
And again, it just goes to one of those names that it was in the mix to be possibly that guy. And just a long list, a long string of names that you couldn't find that guy. He was just one of those others that actually had 4-5 years here and just could not be, he just couldn't be that guy. And he got here in 2012-13, so he basically 4 years and 13 games under his book the first, because he was traded here, and it just wasn't enough.
Well, and to Tyler's point about righting wrongs and stuff like that, I think he got way worse than he deserved here for not being Sergei Bobrovsky Vezina winner in Columbus. I think that point is absolutely
what
right.
I'm going for.
Absolutely right. Like, not saying that he was any kind of great goalie, but he got a kind of raw deal here when you look at his career and what's happened. I think Tyler's right on the money there.
Oh, man. 610-632-0975. Can we go with a... all right, so we have one here from Chuck on Twitter, Charlie Wood.
All right, nice.
L57, I think it says. Chuck on Twitter says, White Man Can't Jump remake. I say, Michael Cera, very unassuming as a basketball player.
Okay.
And Ice Cube's kid.
Ice Cube's kid played Ice Cube in the... The movie, Straight Outta Compton, right?
Yes, absolutely. He's been in a few other things, Den of Thieves. He was just in a movie that I saw with Seth Rogen and Charlize Theron, who loves Charlize Theron.
Oh, of course, who doesn't? His name's O'Shea Jackson Jr.
That's right. Everybody knows Ice Cube is O'Shea, the real O'Shea, and then O'Shea Jackson. Yeah,
5'11".
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I can see it. I can totally work. I can see that.
Yeah, so that's what we got there on Twitter right there from Chuck here on 97.5 Fanatic. 610-632-0975. Dylan McKinnon says Anthony Mackie and Chris Evans. Dylan McKinnon, producer here at the Fanatic.
I think I like the Anthony Mackie selection. I'm not sure if I love the Chris Evans selection.
Especially if he's all
yoked up, you know?
Captain America'd up.
You need to go like way back to like before Not Another Teen Movie, Chris Evans, and then that's where you might live.
Yeah, absolutely. 610-632-0975.
Early Paul Rudd, which doesn't help because Paul Rudd looks the same now.
At 58.
As he did at 25. Right. It doesn't make a difference.
Right, right. Let's go to Eric in Philly next on the Fanatic. What's up, Eric?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Not so much.
What you got for us?
I was going to say Cardi B to play Rosie Perez.
See, Rosie Perez was tolerable, more than tolerable, in White Men Can't Jump. I cannot stand to hear her voice, Cardi B. So I would, that's a great one because of what the character brings. But I'm like,
right.
A firm no, because I don't want to watch it now.
Why not?
I can't stand her. But it's a great one. It's a great one.
Right.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Who do you have? That's a great one. Do you have any for Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes?
I was going to say, this is just off the top of my head. Chris Tucker, who he played with Money Talk, Jackie Chan.
From Rush Hour?
They would get cooked on the court.
I mean, you got to give him a chance to practice or something. You know what I mean, Jackie? You know what I mean?
They would get cooked.
They were younger, a little younger or something.
Oh, man. E, thanks for the call, man. Rosie Perez, Cardi B in that role. A firm no, because I couldn't watch it.
I'm with you.
I could not watch it. I just could not. I could not. Oh, man. That is hilarious.
See, I mean, it depends on who we're casting in the other roles, right? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the age matters. But, like, somebody like Rosario Dawson would be awesome for that, you know? I feel like she could she's played a ton of different roles. Her versatility's pretty good. I bet that she'd be able to do that.
Yeah.
She'd be able to do Rosie.
Rosie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael B. Jordan and Channing Tatum, says John Rooney. That's exactly Tyler Zuli's pairing.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep, absolutely. And we have one more before we go to break. Will Smith from Hugh. Jack 3 Gallagher, Will Smith, and Adam Sandler.
Okay. See, people are coming around to the Adam Sandler thing.
Yeah.
You can make that happen.
610-632-0975. Joe Torti, Devon Givens, Tyler Zuli. Tyler will give us a Joe Torti choice on the other side. 610-632-0975. With you until 10 right here on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
.745, 97.5 The Fanatic, Joe Torti, Devon Givens. The pairings are flowing in here. And Tyler has a pretty good Rosie Perez replacement, not named Cardi B. I still have not come up with mine. You said who?
I thought Rosario Dawson might be able to do it. I think I like
already
this.
In, he got game.
Yeah, I think I like this name better. Go ahead, Tyler.
So my first thought was Zoe Saldana. From Avatar and the Avengers series.
Yeah, I'm a fan of Zoe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she does a great job.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
Incredible. She's in 3 of the 5 highest grossing movies of all time.
I'm a fan.
Some would say that is statistically significant.
You'd think.
Did you see when she got the lead role as a action star for an action movie in Columbiana?
I did not see Columbiana.
Saw that one?
No.
Did you see that one?
Is that pretty good?
Yeah. Just watch
okay.
It's like, all right, Zoe's got a shot. Let's see what happens.
Devon comes on. He's like, yo, did you see this? No, how was it? Yeah, you know. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, I get...
Damn, man. I was expecting him to be like, this is the coolest movie of all time. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
All right. I got one before we get to Tyler giving your next name.
Okay.
Justin Bieber, We've seen him in the NBA All-Star.
Uh-huh.
Celebrity games. Has some stuff.
Okay.
You know, he has some game to him a little bit. A little bit.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And Daniel Kaluuya from Get Out.
I was out on the Beeb, and I'm getting pulled back in a little bit. Nah, I don't need to see any more Justin Bieber.
No more Biebs?
I'm good. I've seen enough of the Biebs.
No more Biebs?
Yeah, I'm good on that. Right. Look, and, if you want it to be yours, that's fine.
And they also say Cardi B is an interesting one because of how Rosie Perez is, right?
Right, yes. I got
you. Kind of loud, but tolerable loud, where Cardi B, I'm like, oh my goodness.
Intolerable? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yes.
All right. Just checking.
Let's go with that. That sounds better. 610-632-0975. Tyler, you are up with Joe Torti's next selection here, my man.
All right. So this is Joe Torti's first non-Philly name. We go with former, well, a lot of teams quarterback, but former quarterback John Kitna.
Ooh. So John Kitna.
John Kitna.
One of, by far, the most interesting, fascinating NFL players of all time, because to me, I always looked at it like John Kitna was always good enough to be around and would never, ever scare you if you were a starting quarterback on any team that like John Kitna was going to come and take your job. Got started really late. He got started 25 with Seattle. Bounces around all over the place. Stopped playing way more recently than a lot of people think. Like 2011 was his last year that he was playing. I mean, now that seems like a long time ago now. And the thing that I think about with John Kitna is that, like, you put in the time. You know, you put in the from 97 to 2011. Yeah. That's a really good career. You've been in a lot of systems, just Cincinnati and Seattle and Detroit. And Dallas, even, to close out your career. Despite all that, Kellen Moore. It's now your boss.
Kellen Moore is your boss.
That's unbelievable. So that just,
you should,
like,
have had that job, John Kitna.
There's no way that Kellen Moore should be John Kitna's boss.
Exactly.
That goes the other way.
He should have had that job.
The only thing I'm thinking is, like, does John Kitna just have no ideas? And Kellen Moore is bringing all this Boise State stuff that nobody knew about? But, like, when I watched John Kitna's career, it was literally replacement-level starter or replacement-level backup. It was amazing to me the consistency where there was no cycle where you see Ryan Fitzpatrick just play out of his mind, get the money, and then fall off the cliff. With John Kitna, John it was like Kitna. The vanilla ice cream
of professional quarterbacking.
Pro quarterbacks. It was amazing. I've never seen anything like it.
John Kitna, for me, and this is just something I pick at, little details, right?
Yeah.
I go to, I'm weird in this way, face masks. I always loved the big bar face mask. Randall had it. Jeff George had it.
Sure, yep.
Those guys with that big face mask and John Kitna with the face mask. But Cincinnati, Detroit, I'm like, this guy has it. He has something. He's a starter in the NFL. Why is it not getting done? Is it Cincinnati and Detroit, which are seemingly always bad?
And Seattle wasn't any good either when he was
right,
there.
Exactly. And Seattle wasn't any good when he was there. What is it? Does it travel with him? But he always looked like, big arm, deep ball, right? He could do that type of stuff. The number three. He just look at the profile. When you're creating a quarterback on Madden, when you are creating a player.
Uh-huh.
That's him.
He starts to look like, default looks like John Kitna. There's no doubt.
Right. And you just change a few things. Team, maybe the wristbands, whatever it might be.
Even the haircut, like the buzzed hair, like that was literally, it is so funny. Like that's, you're nailing it, Devon. It is the absolute, like, baseline quarterback, like create a player.
That's who he is. John Kitna. Yes.
You got anything for Kitna, Tyler?
Kitna, to me, always was just a guy. And I think you guys hit it pretty much right on the head. Like, he wasn't bad enough to be bad, and he wasn't good enough to be good. He was just a guy that played in the league for more years than he should have.
Yes.
And I don't know if anyone has anything positive or negative to say about John Kitna.
Like, people remember Ryan Leaf. People will remember Jamarcus Russell 50 years from now. They will know exactly who Jamarcus Russell is. I'm not sure in 5 years from now if there's going to be a lot of people that remember who John Kitna was.
Unless he's a great offensive coordinator.
Right.
Going for a head coaching job. And his name is buzzed out there. And they're like, who is this John Kitna guy? And then all the stuff just starts to come back. With
like,
the
Okay.
He played for Dallas. He played for Detroit. He played for Cincinnati. He played for Seattle. Where else was he? But that's what you're probably going to get.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy, man.
By the way, did you see yesterday Cam Newton put out the tweet?
Which tweet?
He was out there working out and in his weight room, I guess, in his home.
I did not see this, no.
And he's like, it's some music playing in the background. He's vibing to the music, lifting his weights. Of course, no shirt, because he's Cam Newton and he's
Superman.
Jacked, right? He's Superman. And he's like, they gave up on me. They gave up on me.
Was that just yesterday?
I think that was yesterday. If not yesterday, the day before.
Yeah,
they gave up
see,
on me.
I saw the message.
It's like, man, if he goes to New England and...
okay.
And, oh, man.
You think New England's in on that?
I don't know. I still like your Miami thing, but you read those articles from time to time. Cam Newton name pops up with Bill Belichick as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Did you go Jacoby Brissett just because he was there? You trade for him and all of that, or you go Cam Newton?
Well, they just got Hoyer.
So
that dude might start. They love him.
Guy Cam Newton.
I get it. The problem with here's the issue that's going to face Cam is that social distancing says that nobody can see anybody's medicals. Like, you know what I mean? You can't get your doctors to get.
And
that's
his injury
is bad. Yeah. And he had a lot of them. So that's what I think that's going to slow Cam up in terms of trying to catch on with another team.
Yeah. Okay. 610-632-0975. Josh, hang on. We want to give you your remake shot on the other side, give you the full time and see who you have for Snipes and Harrelson, maybe even Rosie Perez. And I still have to give my Rosie Perez as well. And Colombiana, Zoe Saldana.
Yeah. Yeah. Tomas said,
She's the thumbs up. The movie,
All right.
You know, whatever. If it's on television, you're like, all right, maybe I can stick around for a couple of minutes because it's Zoe. And then you're like,
I swear to you, I've never seen it on television.
Well, there's your answer.
I've never seen it on television, ever.
HBO has it on the guide. You're
I'm not convinced it's a real movie. Like, I've never heard of it before.
You never heard of that? I don't know why I'm acting like that's so ridiculous when it's never on TV or anything like that.
I can't believe, I'm not believing that it's a real movie. Oh, man. 610. Ty, you're not helping yourself when it comes to not liking bacon, which we will get to as well.
Come on. I thought we were clear of this.
Colombiana is not real.
28% on Rotten Tomatoes, Tyler. Put some respect on that movie's name.
610-632-0975. Joe Torre Devine, give his remake. Woody Harrelson, Wesley Snipes. Hey, this date, 1992, the movie came out. We're asking you to replace Harrelson and Snipes with some other actors out there as well. And you might as well throw in Rosie Perez for the fun of it. 610-632-0975. And we're playing our name association with Philadelphia sports athletes or just people in general and some nationals as well, as we pull the names out of the hat for each of us. And you'll get your chance to talk about those names as well. 610-632-0975. Joe Torre, Devine Givens, Tyler Zulli's producing here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.